Chapter 10, Preparation for Dark Days Ahead. Your currency will be no more. What wealth will you have without the dollar? You must plan now. Sit with me and I will give you specific instructions. Word from the Lord, October 2006. The Lord gives us time to prepare. In the fall of 2006, God showed me what is coming to America. Shortly after that initial vision, I began praying for a recovery or safety net. I remembered that in God's word, He protected the righteous from His judgment when it was close at hand. In Genesis chapters 6 and 7, God instructed Noah to build an ark which would ultimately save him, his family, and the earth's animals from destruction. In Genesis 19, God delivered Lot and his family from the judgment of Sodom and Gomorrah. God didn't begin destroying those cities until Lot and his family members were safe. In Genesis chapter 41, God gave Joseph the interpretation of Pharaoh's dream: there would be 7 years of plenty and 7 years of famine. With God's wisdom, Joseph helped Egypt prepare during the years of plenty in order to survive during the years of famine that were to come. Thus, Egypt, their people, and the peoples from other nations were saved from starvation. A financial famine is coming to the United States of America that will spread like wildfire. As a result, many people will become homeless and hungry. Right now, God is giving us a window of time to prepare for what is coming. About 8 years ago, the Lord showed me some strategies for His people. One of the strategies He revealed was a currency kit to be discussed later in the book. This currency kit will function as both a safety net and a mechanism to facilitate wealth transfer. For those who hearken and prepare, there will be a great wealth transfer. God encourages this type of preparation in His word. A man leaves an inheritance to his children's children, but the wealth of the sinner is stored for the righteous. Proverbs 13:22. But thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, for it is He that giveth the power to get wealth, that He may establish His covenant which He sware unto his fathers, as it is this day. Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 18. For God gives wisdom and knowledge and joy to a man who is good in His sight, but to the sinner He gives the work of gathering and collecting, that He may give to him who is good before God. Ecclesiastes chapter 2, verse 26. Church, we are the ones who please God. We are His righteous, and there is going to be a great wealth transfer after the United States dollar collapses. Our Father in heaven wants us to prepare now so that we can be His hands and feet in the earth during the coming financial crisis. Those who have ears to hear will be sustained and have the ability to help others and further God's kingdom upon the earth. Strategic economic preparedness. Many of us have heard or read economics predictions about stock market crashes, recessions, and other economic doom and gloom scenarios. Even those who listen to prophetic messages from various ministries have read or heard similar information. It seems we are bombarded with information about what is coming to America. What should we do with this information? How do we prepare? Where do we begin? The internet is filled with videos about preparing for catastrophe. Ready.gov, an official site of the Department of Homeland Security, is one of the many websites that publishes information about preparing for the worst. But how do we financially prepare? What should we do with our 401k plans, money market accounts, and other tangible and liquid assets? What I share here should be considered financial suggestions or allegorical examples of how to prepare based on individual situations. I have received some of these strategies through prayer. Others are common sense and practical advice. There are so many variables when it comes to individual and family situations that no one path will work for or fit everyone's lifestyle. What one person decides to do should not be construed as a better path than a different approach that someone else chooses. Everyone must consider his or her own situation and ask God for wisdom regarding the best path to take.